The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand.
I'm Anton Bentley and this is Art for Art's Sake on Fresh FM, broadcasting across the top of the South. My first guest needs no introduction to the Nelson Theatre going public. He's a playwright, directed numerous productions including Mangatapu, The Wairau Fray and Nelson Summer Shakespeare. He's the producer of our annual Buskers Festival and now in his third year as Nelson Fringe Festival director. I am, of course, talking to Giles Burton. Welcome, Giles, and thank you for joining us in the studio today.
Well, very nice to see you.
Now, Giles, you've just come off Buskers Festival. How did that go?
It was really good. I mean, it was great to have international buskers back. So we had one Kiwi, and then we had four people from around the world, Estonia, Northern Ireland, Italy. Yeah, it was a very good, I think it was a really successful festival.
And how did the audiences respond?
Loved it. Had a lot of very positive feedback. And we had a new way of doing audience survey and generally got very, very high marks on that. So very pleased with it. Yeah.
Fantastic. So now, in addition to being the festival director of Nelson Fringe, you're also the technical director at Prague Fringe in the Czech Republic. So what is it about Fringe festivals that really excite you?
Well, I mean, I've worked on a lot of festivals. I think it's about the excitement and the kind of, you never quite know what's going to turn up in a fringe festival. People are trying out new things. There's a kind of, a lot of people doing fairly conventional stuff, theatre, but then people are also trying out the weirdest and wackiest things imaginable. People are trying out different things for them, so they might be very experienced in one form of theatre or a performance, and they're kind of doing something completely different. So yeah, it's the variety. It's also, I love the fact that a fringe festival, the idea is not that you come along and see, as you would normally do, just see one show and then go home or go for a meal or something. Here you can come along and you can see a bit of theatre, go and get a quick drink and then come back and see some stand-up comedy or some improv or some music. So, I mean, I think for us, you can see three shows a day most days.
Fantastic. So Fringe is actually coming up really quickly, opening on the Thursday, the 23rd of March, mm-hmm. through to Saturday, the 1st of April. And looking through the brochure, there are so many choices. What kind of things can we expect in Nelson this year?
Well, we've got a lot of theatre and we've actually got an awful lot of stuff coming from Nelson or Top of the South. There are 40 different shows and 20 of them, or 21, I think, are from the Nelson region, which is really good to see kind of Nelson bouncing back. The last couple of years, we haven't had so much from local stuff. A wide variety, a lot of theatre, a little bit of dance, some music, some comedy, some improv. Pretty much anything you can think of performance-wise, we've got a little dab of it somewhere.
Right, so something for everyone.
Hopefully, yep.
Right.
Yep.
So Fringe is often seen as a bit of a stepping stone. Can you, for other things, can you give any examples of that?
Yeah, I mean, historically, people always talk about Edinburgh, which is the kind of grandpappy of all the fringes. And you can, you know, numerous people who've started off from there, Stomp, Monty Python, all those kind of people. And right up to the present day, that's particularly true for comics. Yeah, I'm not sure how many shows here. I know one show, Helen Mulder's show, will almost certainly go on the road after being kind of premiered here. But a lot of performers use it to create work and to develop work. And then we'll see it in a slightly different form coming back or travelling around the country or even internationally. So I've taken shows on from a few years ago. I did a show for Nelson Fringe before I ran it, which has now been seen in Wellington and around the country and over in the Czech Republic as well.
Fantastic. Was that the Man Who Was Thursday?
Yeah,
great show. I really thoroughly enjoyed that. So local talent, what kind of things can we expect from our locals?
Well, we've got the Backroom Comedy coming back, so they're doing two shows, so that's a bit of local stand-ups doing their sort of tight 15. We've also got some improv, which is really good to see back. I think we used to be pretty strong in Nelson on improv, and then it's kind of faded away over the last couple of years, so hopefully that's coming back with a new company developing out of the ragtag of who's around, and kind of hopefully we'll be coming back in a strong way. And then theatre, there's a lot of local people doing theatre. What's quite interesting is I don't get to see the shows before they come to the Fringe. So first night, I'm just like everybody else in the audience. Some of the people I know, and I'll know their work. So Helen, I mentioned before, I've worked with before, and I know kind of what she's going to be presenting. But there are shows like Love Me Tinder, which are completely new, and I don't know the people who are making them. So really exciting to see that coming along.
So I guess that brings me to my next question, which is, how do you choose, as festival director, the shows to include? Is it heavily curated, or is it a bit of a lottery? It's
a mixture between that. The first thing we do is we get all the applications in and we work out what we can actually do. So the shows that we physically can't do, they're too big for any of our venues, too many people, just physically they're out of size. Well, there may be other reasons why they're not practical. There's a little bit of curation. So I have taken this year, I've taken all the international shows that applied. And then there is a lottery. They go into a hat and shows are selected.
So we're definitely going to be giving quite an interesting mix of things this year.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
So I guess Fringe is often sort of thought of as being really alternative, off the wall, perhaps inaccessible to a lot of people. How would you respond to that if people were feeling a bit unsure about whether this is something they wanted to go to?
Yeah, I think that's a kind of reputation that's half true. Because people are trying out new things, some people are bringing along fairly conventional shows. So I think most of the theatre here this year will be fairly conventional. But then we do allow people to try something completely different. I think my kind of suggestion would be that you look through the programme, you select what you definitely want to go and see, and there's bound to be loads of stuff that falls into that category. And then you grab a random ticket. You come and see the show beforehand or the show afterwards or in the theatre next door, and you take a risk. The shows are only about an hour long and they're only $15. So, you know, what are you going to lose? You could just turn off Netflix and come and see some live theatre.
And hopefully be really pleasantly surprised.
Yeah. I think you will be. Yeah,
fantastic. So this is your third year as festival director, I believe. Is that right?
Yep. So
where would you like to see Fringe going in the future?
I think it's really important that Fringe is kind of part of a viable artistic community in Nelson. So some Fringes seem to be just kind of loading on as much as they can, and, you know, you'll get tiny audiences coming along and just chucking everything in at every possible venue they can find. So I think we're still just trying to find out exactly how we sit in Nelson's art scene and what size we should be and what venues we should be using. So that'll be trimming, but I think we're about the right size. There are things that I would like to develop. We don't have much from the ethnic communities, and I would love to have much more of that. We're a little light on, we've got quite a lot of comedy this year, but we're a little light on some of the other art forms. It's a little light on dance, possibly improvisation. We've only got 3 or 4 shows, and I'd like to see a little bit more of that.
Right. So, festival director for Nelson Fringe, technical director in Prague. What are the similarities and differences between the two cities? And are there things perhaps in Prague that you sort of think, that's a really great idea, I'd like to implement that
in
Nelson?
Yeah, I mean, what I've seen in other festivals that I like, of course, I've already tried to bring in. I think every city has to shape itself to its city or town. There's another Fringe, which I'm not actually part of, but I've been to a few times, in Barnstable, which is a small town in southern England. And again, I was really intrigued to see how they shaped themselves to the artistic community was there and in the local area, as well as bringing in other shows from outside. And I've tried to pick up a few things from that. But I think we're a slightly odd Fringe that we own the venues, i.e. we program into venues, where if you're in Edinburgh or if you're into Wellington Fringe, basically there are lots and lots of different venues and you as an artist apply to them. So they have much less input into the programming and trying to make it fit within the city. So that's one of the things actually that Prague does. Prague is a much, much more programmed festival, but it has a very different audience. It has a huge international audience and a lot of people, obviously it's mainly in English. So therefore you're working with locals who speak very good English, or you're talking with international people coming into the city. We're not going to have a lot of tourists coming in for the Fringe. We have a few, but generally it's for the locals. So yeah, I think my aim is to just try and keep tweaking it so it's shaped much more for the Nelson community.
Right, brilliant. So tickets are $15 each.
You can pay more. You can support the artists. You have the option of paying $25 or $35, I think. So when you go to our website,
www.nelsonfringe.co.nz.
That's the one. Yep. You go there and that'll take you through. You just pick a show and that'll take you through to our ticket agent.
Right, and their website has all the information about the shows,
everything you need to know,
etc.
Yep. Or you can pick up the physical brochure from the libraries, I think from Nelson Building Society and a couple of other places. The brochure is already out, but it'll be being posted around very soon.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for joining me in the studio today, Giles. I really appreciate your coming, and best of luck with the festival.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm Anton Bentley, and this has been Art for Art's Sake on Fresh FM, broadcasting across the top of the South. Leaving you now with some Howlin' Wolf, which you may just hear from Jute Joint Top 20. We'll be performing in this year's Nelson Fringe Festival at the Red Door Theatre on Friday the 31st of March.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, the Top of the South's community access media station, with support from New Zealand On Air. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.